The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number three.
Data out of Seattle this week reveals that black students who speak English in the home score worse on state tests than black students who speak another language in the home, implying that immigrant students fare better than their native-born counterparts. What do we make of these data?
Chris, wow. I mean, this is explosive stuff. How do you look at this?
Well, I mean, it shows what a challenge we have in this country for African-American students for a variety of reasons, that they are lagging behind folks who, look the same as them to a lot of Americans, but the cultural factors at home are different. Even their teachers probably perceive them differently because of knowing their backgrounds. So it's tough. It's unfortunate that in Seattle, certain kids are getting opportunities and have backgrounds that push them ahead in ways that other kids are not.
You know, the reporter called me for this one, and I have a little quote in the article on this, and I say, look, but you know, first of all, we've known this. There's been studies that have shown, for example, on elite college campuses, a lot of the African Americans that are there are actually of African immigrant descent very recently, you know, first or second generation, or from Caribbean descent, which is interesting as well. I mean, this is sort of, you know, that Barack Obama was kind of typical in this respect, and that when you actually look at the number of African American kids who come from, you know, basically slave backgrounds, that the numbers are shockingly low. Now, what I also said was, look, you've got immigrants that are coming over from relatively well-educated countries, or at least they're the middle class, upper middle class, the ones that are coming over. They've got that social capital. Though the article points out that even Somali refugees in Seattle were outscoring the African-American kids. And that's where you start to say, wow, this is really hard stuff and hard to understand. You know, is it some kind of institutional racism it's still a factor that plays out differently? Or is it just something about the social capital of what's going on in the families?
Yeah, and I think the answer is probably both. We have certainly examples of teachers in school districts all across the country being caught doing and saying things against their African American students, which are shocking. But we also know that, you know, growing up in single parent households, which many black students do, doesn't set you up for great success in education. Certainly, poverty is a factor. So I think the answer is both.
You know, in other cities that have had a large African immigration movement, such as Washington, D.C., metro area around here, I hope that other school districts look at this question as well. I mean, it may be, you know, we've seen strong progress for African-American kids on the NAEP and some other tests, at least over time, still way, way behind. But again, it's making gains. It would be very disappointing if we find out that part of what's driving that is the inclusion of African immigrant kids, that the other African-American kids are still treading water. We need to know that, though, if that's what's happening. And so it was good for Seattle to dig into these data.
Yeah, shows the power of disaggregated data. It's awesome.
The power of disaggregated data. You love it. He's got a big grin on his face. I wish we could take a picture of that.